Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, ascended far above all heavens that he might fill all things, mercifully give us faith to perceive that, according to his promise, he abides with his church on earth, even to the end of the ages. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God in glory everlasting.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is Psalm 47. Let us read together. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with a cry of joy. For the Lord Most High is to be feared. He is the great King over all the earth. He subdues the people under us and the nations under our feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the ram's horn. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is King of all the earth. Sing praises with all your skill. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. The nobles of the peoples have gathered together with the people of the God of Abraham. The rulers of the earth belong to God, and he is highly exalted. A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that, with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending you upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. The Gospel of the Lord. Some of you are aware of Father Richard Rohr's ministry, Action and Contemplation, based in Albuquerque. For a number of years, I've read his daily meditations regularly and have them come to my inbox every week, but for a long time, I've just been clicking on read and letting them pass me by, because evidently I'm too busy for that. I don't know what started that. But B.J. Henry alluded to one of those meditations in a recent Bible study session involving a prayer to all the holy names of God. That landed well with me, and I looked it up on the website. Well, I didn't find it initially, but in the process of looking, I came across the meditation for September 1st, 2020, which says much of what I wanted to say in today's sermon. So, as you know, as is my custom, when I find someone saying something better than I can, I'll read it to you. And here it is. Remember what God said to Moses, "I am who I am." God is clearly not tied to a name, nor does God seem to want us to tie divinity to any one name, which is why in Judaism, God's statement to Moses became God's unspeakable and unnameable identity. Some would say that the name of God literally cannot be spoken, only breathed. Now, that was very wise, and sometimes I wish we had kept it up. This tradition alone should tell us to practice profound humility in regard to God, who gives us not a name, but only pure presence. No handle that could allow us to think we know who God is or have the divine as our private possession. The Christ is always far too much for us, larger than any one era, culture, empire, or religion. Its radical inclusivity is a threat to any power structure and any form of arrogant thinking. Jesus by himself has usually been limited by the evolution of human consciousness in these first 2,000 years and held captive by culture, nationalism, and Western Christianity's own cultural captivity to a white bourgeois and Eurocentric worldview. We have often missed the ways Jesus reveals himself because there stood among us one we did not recognize from John's gospel. He came in mid-toned skin from the underclass, a male body with a female soul, from an often hated religion, and living on the very cusp between East and West. No one owns him, and no one ever will. Jesus clearly says naming God correctly is not the priority. From Matthew and Luke, do not believe those who say, "Lord, Lord." It is those who do it right that matter, he says, not those who say it right. Yet verbal orthodoxy has been Christianity's preoccupation at times, even allowing us to burn people at the stake for not saying it right. We ended up spreading national cultures under the rubric of Jesus instead of a universally liberating message under the name of Christ. What I call an incarnational worldview is the profound recognition of the presence of the divine in literally everything and everyone. I would go so far as to say that the proof that you are a mature Christian is that you can see Christ everywhere else. Authentic God experience always expands your seeing and never constricts it. What else would be worthy of God? In God, you do not include less and less. You always see and love more and more. And it is from this place that we lose any fear we have about entering into discussion, prayer, and friendship with people of other faith traditions. That's the end of Roar. I had to check. I didn't mark it well enough. That, for me, is precisely what today's readings and the reality to which they point, Christ's ascension into heaven, are all about. Specifically, these lines from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. God put divine power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. That's neither Roar nor Long. That's Paul writing to the Ephesians. Words are precious to all of us. Our Holy Scripture declares, "In the beginning was the Word." Capital W. Christ being above all things and in all things is great good news for us, even if we cannot ever hope to capture the nature of God in human language. It means that there is always something beyond our imaginations, even our hopes. It also means that when our powers of intellect and curiosity and our search for meaning fail us, God is still here with us in the midst of struggle to bring all those powers to bear. And not only with us, but above us and beyond us and with everyone. It means that when senseless tragedies, multiple homicidal deaths in a grocery store or an elementary school, or invasion by a ruthless autocrat, defy our need to make sense of it all, God's love is constant and never failing. That horror story in Uvalde didn't happen for a reason. You'll never convince me that it did. It is the very definition of unreasonableness. And I would never, ever tell those poor, suffering families that it is somehow in God's plan. What I do believe, though, is that God is with us all at the same time, and our suffering, whatever, whenever, and wherever that happens to be. We worship and believe in the God who was caught up in senseless violence and suffered and died as a result of it, as so many others have. That God is with us in our grief and bewilderment, as surely as he was with those who wept at the foot of the cross and went to the tomb of their 33-year-old leader. God knows our grief and suffering, having borne it alongside us. God was not defeated by those powers of darkness and destruction. Rather, God destroyed death with the resurrection of Christ and the promise that death does not have the final word with us. Suffering and pain and loss are real and harsh. And the love of God is infinitely more powerful. The Christ, by any name, is always far too much for us, larger than any one era, culture, empire, or religion, or I would act, any evil act. Christ's radical inclusivity is a threat to any power structure and any form of arrogant thinking. And God, you do not include less and less. You always see and love more and more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
We continue with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That may we all be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That you may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our words may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May the Lord also share in your heavenly
kingdom. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. We pray especially for Jim, Amelie, Carol, David, George, Patty, Ann, John, Sarah, Joey, Maureen, Jill, Karen, Stephen, R.G., Greg, Janet, Chris, Alan, the Degater family, Martha and family, the people of Ukraine, and the families of Uvalde. And for those in the military, Brian, Trevor, James, Reed, Kevin, Brian, Jared, Chris, Jonathan, Eric, and all in harm's way. We pray for all who are traveling this week. We pray for all who have died, especially James Taylor, Bill Wagner, Zach Swenson, Chris Kenny, priest, and all those who have died in the Uvalde shooting, and all who have died in defense of our country and the cause of peace and justice, and for all whom mourn their passing. We pray in thanksgiving for all who celebrate birthdays and anniversaries this week, especially J.J. Gonzalez, whose birthday is tomorrow, and Maria and J.J. Gonzalez, who celebrate their anniversary on June 2nd.
I ask your prayers also for those who died in the shootings in Buffalo, for their families, and other thanksgivings and petitions you may wish to offer, silent if they are allowed at this time.
O God, our Father, whose beloved Son took children into his arms and blessed them, give us grace to entrust your beloved children of Uvalde to your everlasting care and love, and their teachers, and bring them fully into your heavenly kingdom. Pour out your grace and loving kindness on all who grieve. Surround them with your love and restore their trust in your goodness. We lift up to you our weary, wounded souls and ask you to send your Holy Spirit to take away the anger and violence that infects our hearts and make us instruments of your peace and children of the light. In the name of Christ, who is our hope, we pray.
Amen.
O God, we ask your strength that we might dedicate ourselves to perfecting your kingdom of peace and justice among nations. Let us give thanks for the many blessings of freedom which we possess, purchased at the cost of many lives and sacrifices. Fill us with courage to fulfill our tasks and in no way break faith with the fallen. We commend these fallen to your mercy and ask that you give them eternal rest. This we ask and pray in your name.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through your dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. After his glorious resurrection, he appeared to his disciples, and in their sight ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us, that where he is, there we might also be, and reign with him in glory. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Alleluia. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
The blood of Christ becomes salvation. The blood of Christ becomes salvation.
nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. May the risen Christ, who has passed into the heavens, clothe you with power from on high, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen.